My name is Tracy Sinclair, and I would like to welcome you to this AAT podcast, which is about how to give good customer service whilst still being assertive. This podcast forms part of a mini-series around the subject of customer care and customer service. Assertiveness. We can categorise people's behaviour as aggressive, submissive, or assertive. Let's look at aggressive behaviour. When people behave aggressively, they try to win at the expense of others, ignoring their rights or coming across in a hostile way. When people are behaving aggressively, they tend to use the I word excessively. They tend to be very blunt, using pointed statements that are insensitive to others' feelings, expressing their own opinions as facts. Aggressive behaviour often involves sarcasm or personal criticism, patronising others and making requests that actually sound like orders. Aggressive behaviour can also include blaming others, using a sharp tone of voice, often speaking loudly and quickly, having overly strong eye contact, perhaps pointing of fingers or even thumping of fists, and generally invading the personal space of the other person. When you're dealing with someone on the telephone, although you can't see the other person, you can often hear a fist that is thumped, or a huge sigh that is heard, or imagine a pointing finger or staring eyes down the telephone at you. The visual barrier of the telephone sometimes tempts people to be abrupt or rude, when in fact, in a face-to-face situation, they wouldn't do so. In face-to-face encounters, your body language can counteract the roughness of your words, but on the telephone, you need to be extra careful when you choose what to say and how to say it. Submissive behaviour. When people behave submissively, they try to avoid conflict, even at the expense of themselves, ignoring their own rights or coming across in an apologetic or self-effacing way. With submissive behaviour, people tend to avoid taking responsibility, for example by saying, "It's impossible, I can't, it's not my fault." They will often use rambling statements and speak hesitantly. Submissive behaviour also leads to refraining from giving their opinion, preferring to go with the majority, often being over-apologetic or seeking permission from others. Submissive behaviour also is noticeable by self-criticism, speaking in a soft, dull or flat voice, use of minimal eye contact, frequently glancing down, people wringing their hands or fidgeting, and having a somewhat shrinking posture. When you act submissively, you fail to stand up for your own rights. You lose respect and self-respect, and people are likely to be frustrated with you. It's important not to be a pushover, either on the phone or face to face. It is important to act confidently, to listen actively, and to get the action that you need and require. Learn to express your point of view. Spell out your objectives openly and honestly, and explore your customers' thoughts, opinions, and wishes actively. Aggressive and submissive behaviour is natural. They are knee-jerk responses to a perceived threat at the other end of the telephone or the other side of the table. And these responses are sometimes described as fight or flight. So let's now move on to look at assertiveness. Assertiveness is a learned thinking approach, which includes building relationships, and it will always bring the best results. When people choose to behave assertively, they come across in a direct and solution-focused way. They use an appropriate number of I statements to show confidence. They get to the point without being abrupt. They can distinguish between fact and opinion. And they will use questions to seek solutions and check facts. An assertive person will speak firmly, clearly, and understandably. They will maintain steady and comfortable eye contact and use expressive and open hand gestures. They will also maintain an upright posture, which shows concern and attention. So if you would like to communicate assertively with your customers, but still give them the customer service that they require, the following techniques are useful to develop and practice. Firstly, show that you listen and understand. For example, I appreciate what you are saying. I see your point. I understand that. I can see that you are frustrated by this delay. I understand that you are angry about this matter. Secondly, express how you feel. You can disclose your feelings with a simple statement. For example, I feel guilty. I feel unsure about. Or, it's a totally unacceptable situation for you to be in, and I do feel quite embarrassed. This will reduce your anxiety, enabling you to relax and take charge of yourself and your feelings. Next, say what you want to happen. Avoid unnecessary padding and keep your statement simple and brief. For example, I think the best option is for us to go back through the paperwork. I'd like you to. Or, when is it convenient for you? Or, I'm going to deal with this personally straight away. Next, consider repeating yourself if necessary. Stay with your statement or request by repeating it calmly over again, if you are not heard the first time. This technique enables you to maintain a steady position without falling prey to manipulative comment, irrelevant logic, or argumentative bait. It teaches persistence without having to rehearse arguments beforehand. Field negative responses. Neutralise your feelings and indicate that you have heard what the customer has said without getting drawn in. For example, yes, that's right, in response to, so it's you again, is it? Acknowledge their response and continue with your statement or request, instead of feeling defensive or aggressive. For example, yes, I recognise that you're up to your eyes in it right now, but I really would like you to provide me with the following information, please. Finally, find a workable compromise. When there is a conflict between your needs and wishes and those of someone else, you need to negotiate from an equal position. Assertiveness is not about winning, but about finding a true compromise, which takes both parties' needs into consideration. Remember that compromising on a solution to a difficult situation need not compromise your self-respect. Here are some examples. I understand what you're saying about the miscommunication between you and the insurance company. However, I assure you, Mr. Peters, that we have done our best to explain the issues to them. I have a suggestion. Let's get the insurance manager on a conference call now and see if we can iron out all of these difficulties straight away. Or, on one hand, Mr. Marshall, I agree with the point that you're making. On the other hand, I can't authorise that one, I'm afraid. I'll tell you what, let me talk to my manager and I will give you a call straight away. How does that sound? Or, I appreciate that you have been delayed and I'm sorry that it has taken this long to get the paperwork resolved. It will only be another 10 or 15 minutes. Please may I call you when it is complete, Mr. Jones? It is always best to seek a win-win situation rather than trying to score points with the customer. Cooperation works better than confrontation. This involves getting to grips with the content of the call and communicating effectively what each party wants. An assertive approach involves a genuine respect for those you deal with and a recognition of their rights as well as your own. Some of these rights might include things like knowing who you are talking to, being treated with respect as an equal human being, saying if the conversation is inconvenient, expressing your needs and feelings and having them listened to, expressing your opinions and thoughts and having them listened to, asking questions and requesting answers, asking for what you want and need, saying no or yes for yourself independently, agreeing or disagreeing with the other person, and saying I don't understand if that is the case and asking for further explanation. Assertiveness and acknowledgement of rights is also about declining responsibility for the mistakes and problems of others without feeling guilty. Changing your mind, making mistakes as a fallible human being, and admitting to them too. So assertiveness is exercising your own rights whilst also respecting the rights of others. In this case, your all-important customers. And here ends the podcast on how to provide good customer care whilst still being assertive.